Monday after the Ascension, evening prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, come from thy bright heavenly throne. Come, take possession of our souls, and make them all thy own. Thou who art called the Paraclete, best gift of God above, the living spring, the living fire, sweet unction, and true love. Thou who art sevenfold in thy grace, finger of God's right hand, his promise teaching little ones to speak and understand. O guide our minds with thy blessed light, with love our hearts inflame, and with thy strength which ne'er decays, confirm our mortal frame. Far from us drive our deadly foe, true peace unto us bring, and through all perils lead us safe beneath thy sacred wing. Through thee may we the Father know, through thee the Eternal Son, and thee the Spirit of them both, thrice blessed, three in one. All glory to the Father be, with his co-equal Son, the same to thee, great Paraclete, while endless ages run. The Lord will be your everlasting light, your God will be your glory. Alleluia. Psalm 122. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords. Like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will be your everlasting light, your God will be your glory. Alleluia. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Alleluia. Psalm 123. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song, if the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us, over our heads would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Alleluia. When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all to myself. Alleluia. A Canticle from Ephesians, chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all to myself. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 8. Those who follow the leading of God's Spirit are all God's sons and daughters. The spirit you have received is not, as of old, a spirit of slavery to govern you by fear. It is the spirit of adoption, which makes us cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself thus assures our spirit that we are children of God, and if we are his children, then we are his heirs too, heirs of God, sharing the inheritance of Christ. Only we must share his suffering if we are to share his glory. Responsory, the Holy Spirit is the advocate, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Holy Spirit is the advocate, Alleluia, Alleluia. He will teach you everything. The Holy Spirit is the advocate, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the advocate, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Holy Spirit, the advocate, will remain among you, and he will dwell within you. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Holy Spirit, the Advocate, will remain among you, and he will dwell within you. Alleluia. Intercessions. Christ filled the apostles and the whole church with the comfort of the Holy Spirit. In our evening prayer, let us give thanks to him. Lord, comfort your church and make us grateful. Mediator of God and mankind, you have shown priests to be your fellow workers. Through their saving ministry, bring all people to the Father. Lord, comfort your church and make us grateful. Be present in the hearts of the rich and the lives of the poor. Inspire all to care for one another, whatever their needs. Lord, comfort your church and make us grateful. Reveal your gospel to all the nations, and restore the broken unity of the human family. Lord, comfort your church and make us grateful. Send your Holy Spirit to dry the tears of the world. May the Comforter turn sorrow into joy. Lord, comfort your church and make us grateful. Cleanse the dead from sin. Take them up to heaven into the company of the saints. Lord, comfort your church and make us grateful. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, let the grace of the Holy Spirit come upon us, so that we may hold fast to your will with fidelity, and show it forth in a holy life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.